Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A federal sedition act outlawing disloyal or abusive speech went into effect in May of 1918. Because it was in direct conflict with the First Amendment, it was repealed fewer than 2 years later. A century ago, the political climate that gave rise to the Sedition Act was in evidence in Butte. A butcher who is employed in Butte chanced to make a remark at a local saloon last evening which might have resulted in a lynching. Nick Butler, foreign-born but extremely patriotic, resented the statement and, although aged and infirm, demanded that the maker of the remarks retract. Butler seized an American flag, kissed it devoutly, and turning to the non-patriot said, "Now you do what I have done. I wasn't born in America, but I came here years ago. I have made my living in this country, and it's been mighty good to me. You kiss the flag and do it now." An angry crowd gathered around, and the disloyalist lost no time in dropping to his knees and kissing the flag. He kissed it not once, but many times, and Butler then turned to the crowd and advised them to let the man go, he having made his amends. In a related story, mob threatens alien cobbler. "Do you want to buy a Liberty bond?" "Yes, I'll take an Austrian or German one." This question and answer precipitated a riot in Walkerville Thursday morning, from which the Austrian manager of a shoe shop emerged suitably prepared for the hospital. His small shop and store were completely wrecked and the contents destroyed before order could be restored. It is stated that the cobbler narrowly escaped death at the hands of an infuriated Scotsman who became incensed when the Austrian expressed his willingness to purchase Austrian or German bonds. And finally, this story. Preacher saves life of wobbly. Persuading the leaders of a mob in Lincoln County while the other members had gone for ropes to turn over to him, a Norwegian IWW who aroused the patriotic anger of the populace by seditious remarks, the Reverend John W. Churguin, financial secretary of the Montana Deaconess Home, not only saved the man from violence, but persuaded him to invest in Liberty bonds. Mr. Churguin, who has just returned from the war front, said the Norwegian was more ignorant than vicious, and until told by the Helena man about the atrocities committed by the Germans and of this country's purpose in entering the war, he had never heard of these matters. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.